Welcome to American Acapella with hosts Jamie Jones and Mike Mano. On American Acapella, you'll hear the best acapella music, along with a few candid interviews with people who have shaped this great art form. From chorus groups to barbershop and doo-wop to college acapella, you'll get a taste of a musical world exploding with beautiful harmonies and undiscovered talent. American Acapella is sponsored by Hyundai of Newport. If you purchased any vehicle from Hyundai of Newport and your car needs servicing, they'll come to your house or work and drop off a loaner car for you anywhere within a 60-mile radius of the dealership. Start your fun day in Newport with Hyundai of Newport. Visit HyundaiofNewport.com. Now, here are the hosts of American Acapella, Jamie Jones and Mike Mano.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
Welcome to another episode of American Acapella. And Jamie, it's getting to be the love season pretty soon.
Yes, very much so. My wife's here, so.
Well, yeah, she's in the studio today, working out in the office.
Yeah, it's, she is.
Nice to have her nearby, right?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, I'm sure. You have a smile on your face.
She's laughing out there, too, because right. She knows better.
She told me she was going to be suing for sexual harassment. That's all.
If it's your wife, can they sue in the office?
I don't know.
Maybe one of our lawyer listeners can let us know.
Right. Let us know how that works. But today, since it is getting to be close to Valentine's Day, this is the show before Valentine's for us, I thought I would go back to an old group that is a favorite of mine. They're no longer performing. As a matter of fact, one of them unfortunately has passed away. But this is a group that started in the late 1960s called the Singers Unlimited.
Oh, yeah.
I get a lot of requests from people as I travel around and people talk about the show and say, you know, they like this, they like that. And we've used a couple Singers Unlimited songs over the years here and there. But I went back and I had a recording of their very first album, which was called Acapella, interestingly enough.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pretty good. They actually made 15 albums, and we'll tell you a little bit about them as we go along, but they have a very sexy, sweet sound, and we'll tell you, we'll let you guess up front. If you're not familiar with Singers Unlimited, we're going to play this first song called Both Sides Now, and I want you to listen closely to how many voices you think you hear as Singers Unlimited is singing. Okay, you ready to listen hard?
Got it.
All right.
Rose and flows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air and feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's clouds' illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds at all. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba
feeling way you feel. As every fairy tale comes real, I've looked at love that way. Now it's just another show. You leave them laughing when you go. And if you care, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. From give and take, and still somehow,
it's love's
illusions I recall. I really don't know love at all.
I've looked at life from both sides now, from win and lose, and still somehow, it's life's illusions I recall. I recall.
Okay, Jamie, that beautiful music. It's now time for your test. How many voices were singing in that, that last song?
It sounds like a lot. I would say at least eight.
Well, you're close. In some parts of their singing, they have four, they have eight, they have six, they have 16. And in later recordings, they actually get up to 32 voices by just using the four of them.
Oh, really? Just by dubbing and playing?
Right,
over
tracking, and it was a very interesting thing back at the time. It was very innovative, and we'll tell you a little bit about the group. We also want to mention that, Jamie, you picked out another group to be on the show to kind of show a little bit of difference in style. This group is from Australia, aren't they?
Yes, that's right. The Idea of North.
Idea of North.
Which you have some relation to.
Well, no relation, but a little history.
Right.
Back in, I think it was 2003, when my quartet was part of the, we were champs of the Harmony Sweeps that went on in the Northeast, and then we went out to San Francisco and enjoyed singing with this group, Idea of North, and they, in fact, won the contest out in San Francisco. And they've continued on, and tell us a little bit more about them before we get to another singer. So.
Well, as you said, they're from Australia, and they all met just, you know, as many of these groups do in college, at Canberra School of Music, which is Australian National University, for our listeners in Australia, which we do have.
Oh, we do have quite a few, yeah.
And they met there, and they just sang for fun, as many people do, and, you know, they decided to, you know, record some of their songs, and they really never had a name or anything, and it just went from there, and now today they're
who they are.
Who they are. They're right. Very, well, very successful group.
We will look forward to a couple tunes from them, but mostly we're going to concentrate on Singers Unlimited, and this next song is really cool. Before we get into the telling you the people involved here, I just want to play another piece of music. This one is called London by Night.
Footsteps may wander, it's still the same moon shining down, but I can't forget when I saw the sunset and the moon rise on old London town. Kissed in the fast.
It's very interesting because that sound is very much like, since I'm a big Disney freak, mm-hmm. a lot of the Disney movies back in the day where you heard
sure.
a lot of the singing, it's that, it's just a very smooth calming,
is a good word for
calming
it, yeah.
sound.
Well, actually, the Singers Unlimited were, they were kind of born out of a strange combination of commercialism and innovation. And they ended up doing some pretty cool things. They were a four-part jazz group, but they got their start as jingles singers. And this happened, there's conflicting reports from the history that I can find online. One report says they started in 1967 as jingle singers. And then Gene Perling, the founding member of the group, started experimenting with the new technology of multi-track recording. And the singers expanded their four voices into 8, 12, 16, 32, and later practically 100 or more.
Huh.
So 15 albums were produced between 1971 and 1981. And in the group was Gene Perling, as I mentioned, the founder, and Len Dressler. And I'm going to give you an interesting fact about him a little bit later on. So remind me about Len later on.
Okay, we'll do it.
Right? And then Don Shelton. And then there was one female, and she was the daughter of Woody Herman, the famous big band instrumentalist. Her name is Bonnie Herman.
Okay.
So that's the four members, and now we'll get to another song by them. And this one is familiar to most of you, called Here, There, and Everywhere.
The idea of North, they actually won, it is called an ARIA Award in 2010 with a collaboration they did with the great jazz artist James Morrison, and that was for the best jazz album. So they have, you know, from time to time, they have jazzy sound to them. They have, you know. Well, this next song, which is, I love this song. It's been done by a bunch of different artists, but it's called Big Yellow Taxi.
We'll listen to Big Yellow Taxi, then take a short break and be back with more.
They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. Then they charged all the people $1.50 just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Oh, they paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples. Give me the birds and the bees now. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
You don't know what you've got till it's gone. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got
till it's gone? Late last night, I heard the screen door slam and a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go?
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone?
Welcome back to American Acapella. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
And tonight we're playing Singers Unlimited, and we just had a tune from Idea of North. We're going to concentrate mostly on singers tonight. And Jamie, I asked you to remind me about something, and that was what was Len Dressler known for?
I don't know.
He was a jingle singer back in the 60s.
Okay.
And he did probably one of the most famous voices on a commercial that every little kid used to imitate. It's not Tony the Tiger, but it's similar.
Not Tony the Tiger.
Tried to get you to eat your vegetables.
I have no clue.
Came from a valley.
Oh, Jolly Green Giant.
He was the voice of the ho, ho, ho. I didn't do that very well, did I?
No, it's fine.
Well, that's why he had it. Right,
exactly.
You know, but he was the voice of the Jolly Green Giant. Pretty cool. Gene Perling and Don Shelton, part of the group, were members of the very successful male vocal group called the Hi-Los, and had a lot of hit songs and so forth. And they were they decided that they would try this new thing. They got together with pianist Oscar Peterson, who was on the same record label as the Hi-Los, and they got together and decided they would try to do something a little bit jazzier, and that's how this whole thing took off.
Cool.
So now we'll go to another singer's tune. This one is going to be the kind of song that I think you would like, Jamie, because I don't think you would mess up the words on this one.
La la.
Like someone singing me a lullaby.
Yeah, well, that's what it's called, a lullaby.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Did you say that before we went into it?
No.
Oh.
No, but you guessed it all by yourself.
It's that you could absolutely fall asleep to that, and not in a bad way. I mean,
no,
that's very
comforting, very very relaxing, and that's the whole thing that they did. And let's get to another singer's tune. This one is a little bit more involved and pretty famous, actually. It's called Michelle.
Ooh. bien ensemble.
I need you, I need you, I need you. I need to make you see what you mean to me. Until I do, I'm hoping you will know what I mean. Michelle, ma belle, sont les mots qui vont très bien ensemble. Très bien ensemble. Say the only words I know that you'll understand.
That song, Michelle, most people know as a love ballad written by Paul McCartney and John Lennon of the Beatles. And that was on the Rubber Soul album, which was released in 1965. And some of it is partially in French. So that song won a Grammy Award in 1967 and became one of the most famous Beatles songs in France.
There you go. Michel, my belle. Sont les mots qui vont très bien ensemble.
Huh? You go, the bathroom is right down the hall.
There you go. One other little interesting trivia thing, and we mentioned that Len Dressel was the voice of the Jolly Green Giant. The lone female in this group, Bonnie Herman, was also a jingle singer, and her claim to fame was, "Like a Good Neighbor, State Farm is There." That jingle that she sang that.
Oh, she sang that?
For many, many years that ran. So, Like a Good Neighbor, Stay Friends, that one. So that's pretty cool.
Very cool.
Let's go to one more sing-a-song, and then we'll get to another of the idea of North. But right now, Singers Unlimited doing Fool on the Hill.
The world.
Nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool. He never gives an answer.
But the fool on the hill, he sees the sun.
Now, the idea of North, I told you that they range from jazz to pop to, you know, a bunch of different things. This is their try at gospel with the Gospel Project is the name of the CD. And we're going to listen to a song called Whenever God Shines His Light.
We'll listen to that, take a short break, and be back with more.
Whenever God shines light on me, open up my eyes so I can see. When I look up in the darkest night, then I know everything's gonna be alright. In deep confusion, in great despair, when I reach out for Him, He is there. When I am lonely as I can be, then I know that God shines His light on me.
La 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 la.
Heals the sick and He heals the lame, says You can do it too in Jesus' name. Yes, He'll lift you up and turn you around, and He'll put your feet back on higher ground. Reach out for Him, He'll be there. Within your troubles you can share. Yet He heals the lame, says You can do it too in Jesus' name. Yes, He'll lift you up and turn you around, and He'll put your feet back on higher ground.
Not
On American Acapella. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
And we're playing music sung by the Singers Unlimited, a 1960s/70s into the 80s group that was strictly a studio group. They recorded themselves over tracked, and therefore, obviously, they didn't appear in person because they were strictly just jingles studio singers. But 15 albums they made. And had a lot of people singing their songs.
Yeah, they actually, Gene's group, it was a men's group, was called the High Lows.
Right, yeah, I mentioned that earlier, yeah. But you weren't listening.
No, I try not to listen to you. And then, actually, you know, a lot of the singers nowadays, the big groups, even ones like Take Six, always give credit to
right.
Singers Unlimited.
They were kind of pioneers. Gene Perling was, I did meet him a few times, got to do a few shows with him. And if he's listening, I'm sorry, Gene, but he was kind of an eccentric, not the easiest guy in the world to get along with. Wanted his music his way, but obviously.
Well, it worked.
It worked. Made it very successful. So great, great genius and talent. And I guess probably a little ahead of his time because they're still referring to it as some of the greatest singing ever. We have two songs we're going to play from Singers right now, back to back.
Back to back.
So that we can get a couple more in here. This one is called Since You Asked, and then after that, we'll follow it up with More I Cannot Wish You.
Turning time to flowers. that I can wish you for the color of your coat and fortune smiling all along the way. But more I cannot wish you than to wish you find your love, your own true love, this day.
Jamie, we did squeeze in some more music. We have time for one more tune, and so we won't talk a lot. But if you do want to get a hold of us or send us some ideas.
Yep, you can go to you can email us at WCRI@classical959.com. That'll come here to the station, and then they sort it out and get it to Mike or I. And then you can also go to AmericanAcapella.com, where you can catch all the podcasts, listen to the current ones, listen to the ones in the past, and catch up on them, comment on them, let us know what you'd like to hear now or in the future, and we'll be listening.
Excellent. And the one more tune we're going to squeeze in from Singers Unlimited is Try to Remember. And then we'll go right into from that into Joe saying goodbye. So okay. I'm Mike Maino.
I'm Jamie Jones.
Tell him goodbye, but in a few minutes, Joe.
Try to remember the kind of September when life was young. And oh, so mellow. Try to remember the kind of September when grass was green and
Tell 'em goodbye, yes, I'll just tell.